got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're
the 10 o'clock now. We continue with Brian Bulaga. I turn the floor, I cede my time to tackle talk between Tausch and Bulaga.
So, Blue, what did you make of the run game? Because the stat line looked pretty good. You know, I think it ended up being 179 or whatever it is, and Josh Jacobs got going. They stuck with the run. But it just felt like there were some TFLs and maybe some stuff to clean up. What did you see when you watched the film?
Yeah, I mean, I think there were certainly things to clean up, and I think it was a little bit of a mixed bag from Jordan Morgan, our rookie right guard. I think early on when he got in there, he had some struggles, and then I think in the second half, I think he felt more comfortable and he started playing better. Like, that was someone that I watched quite a bit, because in the live copy I saw that he was rotating in there, and I wanted to go back and watch it on the All 22, and like, I thought he got better as the game went on, but I think early on he struggled a little bit. But like I said, got better as the game went on. Let me make sure I'm very clear on that. I think if you look at, obviously Wilson, I think, ran for 60 or 58 yards, and Jacobs was like 68. Like, yeah, I think the average for Jacobs is like 3.8 or 3.9, and everyone wants to see that average and numbers and all that better, and as do I. But I think there's reason for me to like feel really good about that performance. And there were some TFLs and there were some blown up plays, but I never look at it as like a whole, like we should have had more, or like this constitutes as a bad running day because our stud guy didn't go for over 85 or 95 yards. Like, I don't look at it as, I mean, this was a combined effort. This was a group effort. I mean, we saw receivers getting the ball. Wilson had a nice day. I thought Jacobs had a good day, and I thought there was good movement up front. There's always going to be some busted plays. Like, that's always going to happen. And even if you have a really great day running, like I think the Packers did, you're going to have some runs that aren't great. And obviously with Myers getting hurt, Jason, I don't know if you know anything more about that. Is he going to be back? Is he not going to be back?
I think he went back in.
Do you know anything?
Stinger. He got a stinger, but he went back in. I think he was on the field goal unit, so he did go back in. I don't know how, but he did.
I thought I watched it. I mean, maybe I was looking at it, but because I saw it, I think it was for at least a series or two.
Yep.
It was Sean Ryan at left guard, Elton at center, Morgan at right guard, and maybe
correct.
I wasn't paying attention.
No, you're right. He went out. I don't know if he went back in on offense, but I think he went in just for the field goal.
Nothing you want to do than play field goal protection with a stinger.
Yeah, I don't know if he
feels great.
I'm guessing he couldn't. I'm just guessing, but I'm guessing he couldn't snap the ball.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
If you get a stinger,
it makes sense. All right.
Might have had a stinger down the right arm. Yeah, that could be. So, like, it will be interesting if, I mean, I hope, because I think Myers has been playing good. Like, I think he's had a couple games that weren't great, and that's okay. Like, hey, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But like, I think as the season's gone on, and it's a very young season still, I think he's gotten better and he's played better. And it looks like, especially when Jordan Love was out, he took a lot of responsibility on it. And that's really on the center to, when you have a backup QB in and it's a new offense for him, there's a lot on the center that he has to get right with identifications and adjusting things and getting the QB on the same page as everyone else. So I think he's done a nice job up to this point. And I hope, especially against the big game against the Texans, that he's healthy enough to play, not just play, but play a full game, because he's needed. And I'm not saying that it's bad that Elton's playing center and Ryan at left guard, but like, you want your normal starting five in. And it did shock me a little bit. And maybe, Jason, you can ask about this a little bit more. It did shock me that they were rotating Sean Ryan out to start. Like, right? Like,
second series,
I think. I didn't understand that move, because I think Sean Ryan's been playing really good.
Yeah, they don't care, Brian.
So,
they don't care that he's been playing that well. So that, I did ask Steno about that actually on Thursday, about what the plan was, because Sean Ryan has played – Like, he deserves to be the full-time, every-snap starter at that position. Agreed?
He's played good football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
And Steno said right away, yeah, but this kid's too talented. We need to get him out there. He's not going to get any better by not playing. So as soon as he's ready, he's going to go back to rotating. And that was already on Sunday. So I guess that was going to actually be my question for, well, guard talk, I guess, technically here, is that the fact that even though a guy, talk about someone who might have a reason to complain and not show up for work, even though a guy is playing at a high enough level to be the full-time starter and he's still not getting to be the full-time starter, what does that tell you about the coaching staff's mentality about Jordan Morgan that they're doing that anyway?
Well, to me, it means they really like Jordan Morgan, right? They think very highly of him, and they think that he is a guy. I mean, like, they want him to be the true starter. I mean, it's literally what it says to me. Like, that's what it appears to be, and based on Steno's answer, and Steno's, I mean, from my experience with him, he's really honest and he's dead to the point and he doesn't really beat around the bush. And that's what it sounds like the answer he gave you, that the staff wants him to be the guy. And listen, that sucks for Sean Ryan. Like, I'm just being honest with you. Like, that sucks. Like, you go out there as a player, you play at a high level, you play well, and you're going to be rotated at the end of the day when the guy that they really like gets back. And I'm not saying that they're playing favorites, but at the end of the day, like, you see what's happening, and you can't help but feel bad.
You're kind of saying they're playing favorites, right? Isn't that kind of what you're saying?
I mean, like, it's hard unless they come out and say to Jason, like, we want this guy to be the starter. Like, I can't say that they're playing favorites, but it just shows that
feels like it. Yeah.
No matter what Sean Ryan does good, and he's been playing good, he's going to be rotated. And that's a tough spot.
Frustrating
for him to be it. Yeah. As a player, like, I don't know how I would have reacted to that.
Not
like,
good.
I would have felt
not good.
Yeah. I just mean from like a standpoint of practicing and putting all the effort in to perform at a high level, but then know, hey, you're getting rotated out, bud. Like, and that's tough.
So, Blue, quick question for you. What would be worse, that, where you're practicing and you're playing, or being Cliffy's backup, where you take every practice rep all week and then don't play at all on Sunday?
I did that for a little bit.
I know. What's better?
I mean, I would say what I did as a rookie and take Cliff's reps, because I already knew I wasn't getting in the game. Like that was very clear to me that, like, I'm not taking any game reps with Cliffy or you being healthy. Like, so I know I'm not getting in the game, but I'll take his, like, I understand what the situation was. I can't imagine the situation with Sean Ryan. Cause like, hey, I would love to see the snap breakdown in practice. Like, who's taking majority of the reps, who isn't. That would be fascinating stuff to see and kind of see how that dynamic's playing out. And then obviously in the offensive line room, like, I continue to say it, and I said it last year when they were doing the rotating, who this impacts the most is the center and the right tackle. Luckily, we have a right tackle that's a very good football
stud.
Player. Like, he's a stud. And we have a center who's a veteran center that can adjust to these things. But it does impact the way both guys play, because there were a couple times in this game where it looked like they were supposed to, a combo block between the center and the right guard, and this was early on with Jordan Morgan, that he cut loose the shade, and Josh Myers was expecting more help, and it blew up a play.
Yep. Like,
those are the things that happen when you don't, when these rotation deals go through, that guys aren't on the same page, the communication isn't there, and that's what happened.
Yeah, and Brian, that's what I was kind of, there were a few of those plays, which with, when you, I love the fact LaFleur stuck with the run. I love the production, but there are some things to clean up. So, Blue, last one for me. What would you, let's say Sean Ryan calls you up, and he's like, Blue, man, I am so frustrated. I'm playing my tail off. I'm doing everything, and I'm still getting rotated. What's the advice you're giving him?
I mean, I would tell him to continue to do what he's doing, because he's making – a case for himself to always be on the field, right? The minute he doesn't get any snaps, right? Like the time where they go to Jordan Morgan full time is where him as a he as a player then has to go and speak with obviously Buckus. Start with your O-line coach first, right? Like you go speak to him and ask him what's going on, what did I do, and get that explanation, and then. And he may be brutally honest and tell you what the situation is, or he may, you know, because he's got to keep the peace in the O-line room like that. I mean, position coaches, their main thing is to keep the peace in the room and keep this group together, keep it functioning, keep it cohesive. The next step would be going to talk to Coach LaFleur and seeing, hey, man, like what happened? What did I do wrong? What can I improve on? And go from there, because there's no really – like I would never say be a guy in the O-line room that doesn't, you know,
can't make it about you.
A good headspace.
It's tough. You can't be about you. Yeah, it's got to be about the collective, and that's a hard thing sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, you got to keep it about the room. And I my advice would be just keep doing what you're – that would be my suggestion, was continue to do what you're doing. And as long as you're getting reps, you're doing something right. The minute the reps get taken away on game day, then there's things to have discussions with. And those are discussions that I've never had to have in my career, thankfully. And I've never seen any guys in our room have that conversation, because it was very clear in my time there who the five were, right? Like, it was always very clear. There was no gray area. It was, these are the five guys. Even when Steno and LaFleur came in, the five guys were clear, and this is a situation the last 2 years now that I've never seen. So this is out of my league from a dynamic standpoint. We'll just put it that way.
All right. Did you want to do your Penei Sewell Admiration Society?
It's 10:20, so I want to be respectful of Brian's time. So we'll hit up on Penei Sewell and Zach Tom and the comparisons, because Penei Sewell is the best of the best at right tackle, in my opinion, but Zach Tom is – knocking right there.
All right, Brian.
I agree with you. I think Zach Tom is a tremendous football player. Like, he really is.
He's really good.
But I'll tell you what. The guy, I don't want to butcher his last name, because I always do when I say it. But 58 from the Lions is a good football player now.
He's in a different
category right now. And you know what, like, Zach Tom doesn't have to be him right now. Like, he has to be himself, but like, the old boy from Detroit's playing on a different planet.
That hook and ladder was something else. I'm Detroit, I ain't messing with him, because if he gets a knee clipped when he's trying to score a tutter in a 40-point game, you're going to be kicking yourself. But really impressive, and I love the fact Zach Tom is right there.
Brian, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
That is the great Brian Bulaga.
I wish we went to talk robots in the beginning. I felt like we wasted a couple minutes with robot talk.
Don't say.
No, I do. I'll take the blame on that one.
It's awfully big of you. Tell us about American Family Insurance while you're delivering your mea culpa.
Yeah, we're getting to be close. We're about a week out. Packer fans looking for the ultimate game day experience? Well, American Family Insurance, they have you covered. Picture this. Hit your very own VIP tailgate party and then cheer on your Packers from jaw-dropping seats. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, a private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merch, and much, much more. That sounds incredible. Well, don't miss out. Visit amfam.com/Packers to enter. You have until 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time, not Mountain, not Eastern, Central, on October 21st. You don't have to do anything else. Just go to amfam.com/Packers to enter. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I shake it out, I shake it out.
kicker swap is official.
Brandon McManus is your new kicker. We'll see what Goody has to say if he speaks a little bit later this morning.
He's not going to speak, is he?
Maybe. I don't know. I just know that the Packers have a new kicker, and we'll find out if this is an upgrade. We spent a lot of airtime discussing
robots.
Well, and Braden Narveson. And I don't know. I don't know if he ever straightens things out and he becomes an NFL full-time kicker or not, right? There's been plenty of guys
needs to change his number. Tough to take a kicker seriously at 44.
My question that we
feel like he's gonna like put his hand in the dirt and get physical. That's what I when I think of 44.
Fullback. I think of fullback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Matt Snyder.
James Starks.
Yeah. Yeah, we went through this. We tried to do a 44. Oh, I almost had a perfect dynasty daddy last night. And you know where I screwed up? Super Bowl winner that played for the Titans and the Packers.
Craig Hendrick.
I think it's a 9-square deal, kind of like Sudoku. And I got Max and I got all of them, and then we're sitting there, and I'm like, Craig Hendrick, let's go. And then there's a little caveat, since 1999. So we've been doing this for a couple of weeks, and obviously Hendrick won his Super Bowl with the G&G. And
sure.
So we didn't get that. And I'm sitting there. L'Jarius Sneed is sitting there right in my face. He was a Titan. This was only a Titan that had won a Super Bowl, not the Packer-Titan combo. I just want to make sure I clarify that.
Now I'm really confused.
It's such a fun game.
A robot totally could have done it, though. I'm glad you said that it's like Sudoku, because that actually...
They gave you a picture.
At least gives us a much better idea of what the hell
so
you were talking
like
about.
Packers Titans up in like the corner. One corner, and you have to get one that played for both. And then the Giants would be next underneath, and then it's a Giant Packer. And then there's one little caveat. One of them was played with Devontae Adams. So then you're thinking, all right, it's a Raider, it's a Packer, okay. And then they play for the Titans. It's a fun little, it really gets your mind working.
We're going to find a way to try and do this on a digi only once a week.
It's a fun little deal, but Craig Hendrick, who Ron Wolf said was one of the biggest mistakes he made by not keeping him.
Yeah, true. Will the Packers feel in any way the same way about Anders Carlson someday?
Yes.
I think so, too. I think that if they'd have been a little more patient, he would have eventually gotten his act together just like his brother
did. Would it have been this year? Because if he's,
yeah, that's a fair question up back.
And we don't know because in the preseason he did get opportunities. But I just wonder, Ron Wolf, obviously, I don't know from a GM to Ron Wolf is a Hall of Famer. But he admitted one of his big mistakes was not keeping the punter.
Uh-huh.
You just wonder if Goody is sitting there right now. And Goody's tenure has not won the championship. He's not gotten to a Super Bowl, but he's built championship caliber rosters.
Uh-huh.
And I think this roster has a chance to be one of the best. It's not there yet. It's not in that 2014 category. But it's trending that way if his players continue to develop. And he also has a hole in his special teams resume. Not that Ron did. I don't even know who punted in the second Super Bowl. Who was the punter?
In 97?
Yeah.
Ooh, good question.
Thanks. Don Bracken?
No, that was before.
I love
old Scribner.
Old lefty.
Don
Gus.
It was Gus, yes. Well done, Jesse. Dynamite drop in. All right,
Gus
we need to get to Homer.
Kicker, not a punter, so.
Yes, we've covered that. More than we needed to, also more than we needed to with robots. We need to get to Uncle Homer, who's neither a donkey nor a robot. He will join us next. Want to remind you that I will be and Jesse will be at the Associated Bank Titletown branch on Friday. That's like the day after tomorrow. Up here in Green Bay, we'll be doing the show. We'll have all kinds of fun little things going on at Titletown. You can come in, make the switch to Associated Bank, find out more about Packers checking, find out more about early pay, find out more about the great customer service and all the J.D. Power Awards they've won for it. If you come visit us, again, that is Friday, this Friday, like the day after tomorrow, at the Titletown branch of Associated Bank. In Green Bay.
How far do you think I could kick a field goal from?
They've got the goalpost there.
How far do you think I could make one from?
I think you could make yards. 19-yarder.
I think you make it 25-yarder.
19, 20. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see how far I can kick a field goal from on Friday.
We're always looking for great digital
And the great news is there's a content. Lot of good healthcare providers that we're looking for a partnership too. This could work out really well for everybody. So go ahead. I think
because
you
you're predicting that he will need healthcare after he gets
pull
done.
A hammy. Yeah, because then he's going to try to run the 40, which, by the way, I also recommend you doing. They have a 40-yard dash time. Matter of fact, one of the Academy members, I'll keep their names out of it, yanked his hammy up for when the Packer Hall of Fame deal was. He was running, trying to show off, and he yanked a hammy.
Oh, Patrick, come on now.
Maybe.
Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure do it right. You hear them every weekday.
Whatever you do,
I
make sure
three of those 5 days on the Homer Hour. With Steve the Homer True, with John Anderson, with Brian Belaga, I think Domofsky's on once a week, Gary Ellerson, a cast of characters. You also hear him as the voice of Marquette Men's Basketball Radio Network, which basketball's right around the corner. And, of course, you see him on God Talk with Homer and Pip. It is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I need to work on Tausch. He's overselling the Ron Wolf hat trick thing. I addressed that with Ron Wolf, just a punter. And he said that presenting it this way is overselling it, but I can't actually remember what he said, so I will look that up. Ron Wolf had just written a book with Mike Ballman. It was one of the first questions. Come on. Like all the things you did, they say that the biggest mistake was a free agent of Hendrick. Come on. And he explained it as that wasn't an accurate presentation. He did regret it, but I'll give you the specifics, but I'm just trying to help Tausch out so he doesn't use that anymore, if he believes.
Oh, that's nice of you.
That's what he said. Yeah. I can only go off of his own words, Homer.
Those words were not accurate, and he cleared them up with me, and I'll give you the specifics. But you can run with it for another week if you'd like.
Well, I don't need to run with it another week. I mentioned Craig Hendrick because his being brought into it, obviously we've been talking kicking and Goody and having this kind of hole in the roster now for a little bit. And the fact that Craig Hendrick cost me my dynasty daddy last night, and the fact Ron Wolf said it, that's why I brought it up. Otherwise, I would not have brought up Craig Hendrick.
Okay, fine. Okay? I did the best I could, Jason.
We know. Good effort.
So, by the way, he's the kicker, and yes, you guys nailed it perfectly. This tells you how good they think the team is, because there are no issues, but there's still an issue with this kicker, but he's really good, and Goody did what he needed to do, even though some people will not be happy, and there'll be more about it. The ladies have filed another suit with their using their names, and so I don't know where that's going to go, but it's not that part of it is not necessarily over either.
So is he good? I mean, yes. His career percentage is 81.4%. Yes. That's it yourself, kicking in 2024, 80% is like the bottom of your expectations for a kicker. There's a bunch of guys that kick at 90-plus percent.
Yeah, no, he's good. And Tausch said it best, Goody can sleep. He can miss his first two kicks, and he's still going to be the kicker. I tweeted that, and I'm certain he's the guy. They're going to go with him, and they believe in him, and there's enough evidence to support it, and so everybody can move on.
All right. The last kicker they'll have this season is Brandon McManus.
Yeah, I agree with Homer on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is over.
Hope you're right.
All right, so Homer, the big game coming up, because I'm going to be honest with you. You have taught me that the kicking and punting is whatever, even though I disagree with you on kicking. I don't want to talk about the kicking. Let's see if this kid can go out and make some kicks. He's a kid. He's 33. But let's see. I like the fact, hey, you can't stand pat. Let's move forward. How do you look at Sunday's game? First off, it should be flex. That's my first opinion of it.
They can't flex yet. You may want them to flex earlier.
You could flex it to 425. You could move it.
Can you?
I think so. They're moving a game next week. think.
I know, but I think that's when it starts. But
well,
I'm not sure.
All right, get rid of the flex rule. Let's get rid.
I'll join that club.
All right. Good.
You
I'm glad.
Be able to flex
Come on in.
Whenever you want from the first week.
Yes, after week one, flex away. If there's an injury, flex away. Right. I'm totally on board with the Flex City USA.
Yeah. Good idea.
What kind of benchmark are you looking at here as far as when we talk about this Sunday afternoon instead of Sunday night, which I'm happy about, and this game goes one way or the other, how much weight are you putting into this game against a really good Texans team?
Not much. Some, but not much.
Put that as the promo for Green Bay game night. That's perfect.
Correct. The Packers are a good team. If they get killed in this game, I'll still believe they're a pretty good team unless something changes. But it'll tell us a little bit more. But this is a team, and Goody just showed us, this is a team that is that's a player. And so it's all going to depend on how they do come late in the year. But they've got players. I want to start a new category. So my answer is, because I believe in this team, we no longer have to worry about Jordan Love. He's healthy.
Yep.
So they lose 30-0.
That would be bad.
I'd go, all right, I still believe in this team. They're still a player.
Okay. I agree with Homer, by the way.
They don't need to win to prove to me what level they're at.
I think this, not that this is a nothing burger, and I do think it's interesting to always kind of stand up and see where you're at.
Yeah.
But if this, because has Green Bay played a clunker yet? They played a clunker of a half against Minnesota, but there are underlying circumstances within that I give it a pass. You're going to have clunkers throughout the season. We always do.
So you're telling me if they get shut out at home by the Texans,
I still believe that this team is a Super Bowl contender. Yes, even if they get blown out. Yep. Now, I don't anticipate that happening. I don't think that will happen.
I don't think it'll happen either. But you're telling me that if they finally play a really, really good team and they play that poorly, that's not going to give you any sort of pause at all?
I might pause, but I'm not going to freak out. I might pause.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for that to happen, but I'm sorry, I don't believe you.
Well, I don't really care. You don't have to believe
me. I believe Tausch.
It's the truth.
And I don't really care.
Good comeback.
I don't need to talk because Tausch has nailed it perfectly. However, I do want to start my new category. My new category is now Pro Football Hall of Fame. Players on the Packers that I believe are closest, that I believe, to making the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Zach Tom is number one on that list. He's not going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm not putting him there, but he'll be a finalist. That's how good he is and can be.
Interesting.
And so now, I don't know who else to have, but Jason accuses me of trying to do things too early, and I don't want to disappoint him because I love this. Like, Zach Tom is that good. You know why they are platooning at right guard?
Why?
There's only one reason.
Why?
Because they can.
Because they think Jordan Morgan can be in the Hall of Fame?
No. Because they can, because Zach Tom is that good. As two linemen just said, it's stupid. You need to develop the group. No. When you have someone that good as Zach Tom, you can screw around with the right guard position for whatever they want. By the way, the guy they're platooning with, if I'm his agent, dude, just keep playing your best when your contract's up. Get the hell out of there. They don't want to start you. That's fine.
You take a little wear and tear off of them too. Man, maybe we're looking at that from the wrong perspective. So you have, of all the players right now on the Green Bay Packers roster, you would bet the most that Zach Tom's a Hall of Famer.
The closest to it, yes. I'm not putting him in yet. He's a finalist for sure.
Boy,
but yes, I have him at the top of the list.
I think I'd go Xavier McKinney if I had to put money on it right now.
All right.
That
all
might
right.
be where I go.
You could put it, man. You know, that's a good choice.
Elton Jenkins before his knee injury was trajectorizing that way. I don't know if he's gotten the All-Pro nods and the Pro Bowl nods that you need, because all the other stuff nobody really cares.
Mm-hmm.
They look at All-Pros and, you know, the best. Even though I would argue Elton has probably done more at different positions than almost anybody, and he's done it well.
Right.
Zach Tom and Xavier McKinney would be good starting points as far as I'd look.
I would really like, Jason, if you would, when you talk to the offensive line coach, say, we have an old man who says one of the reasons, he says the biggest reason that you're alternating at right guard is because you have Zach Tom at right tackle. Is he accurate or close to accurate?
I don't think that's a great question.
I'm not sure I'll ask it that way. I want to get the Hall
of
Fame in there.
That could be one of those side pieces. You go side piece action with him.
I would ask Steno. Costeno is very blunt. If you had a lesser right tackle than the stud you have there in Zach Tom, would you still be able to rotate the way you are?
Perfect. Perfect.
How about that?
That's pretty well worded. I still don't know if that's the narrative that you're looking for, but maybe. I don't know what your Sunday, your Sunday story this week. That usually tells me what you're going to ask.
The plan is for a story on Evan Williams and
Micah Hyde.
I'm texting Micah Hyde here during the show.
Also, that means Micah might be joining us tomorrow. That'd be great.
I was hoping that we could get him on, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay.
I'd love Christian Watson.
Yeah, I am. I Christian Watson with this whole Romeo scenario, and I don't want Homer to go down the Romeo scenario. You can do that on Homer Hour. And
I'm doing it also because of how wide open he was on that touchdown pass.
My point is, and I know we've talked about this, Christian Watson throughout this has probably elevated himself, even though in my book, his speed and what he did his rookie season, comparing it with Randy Moss being in his category as a rookie from a touchdown standpoint, his speed, what he's done the last 10 days, 15 days, whatever it's been, and how he's taken on leadership and showed himself, I couldn't be more impressed with what Christian Watson's done. He deserves a Sunday article. He deserves it.
Yeah, you'll get no argument here. But that'll be my fallback if Micah can't join us.
Sad. We're going to start putting things and put them in the sad category. Sunday article deserving. And we're going to say that's a sad. Sad that.
No, I like that too.
I don't like that at all.
Thanks. Well, then bring something different. Don't be one of these naysayers where it's, I don't like it. Well, what's better?
I just don't think if the acronym spells out sad, I would like to.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I would like to come up with something that's not sad.
I don't like poo-poo with no juju. Like, if you're going to do it, give me something. Don't just poo-poo. Everybody can poo-poo.
I've had 5 seconds since you said it.
I didn't say it's fair. I didn't say it was fair.
You guys are good. You guys should have a show. By the way, I need your help.
Yes, you do.
We're here for you.
All right. Well, I got to do an interview with John Kuhn in about 5 minutes. That's why I got to leave. Is there a question to ask him that you'd like answered?
No.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm here because of this organization, Life Camp USA, and that they have a hunting day where they shoot trap and all this other stuff. And I know they've left house for you. Doesn't your family hunt, shoot and hunt and stuff like that?
Well, I text you. You send me this email a day before to come down.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it like, what? Then I text you on the side rather than reply all. And I say,
I missed the text.
I said, what's the deal with this? Because I would have loved to have come down. I like going out pheasant hunting and doing some things.
What's the deal with this?
And I get no response. He sends it to me a day before.
Right, because that's when I got it. No,
I understand.
I apologize. I don't know how I missed your text.
Okay.
I blew it. It's on me, but this is just one year of many. And just people need to look up Life Camp USA. It's just incredible.
Hey, get me the info for next year.
Yeah,
tell your friends that I'd be more than happy. I'd love to be a part of it because it's a cool deal.
So it's going on all day today. I'm in Milford right now, so they would love you at any time today if you actually had
great
time.
Great elk chili there.
What?
Yeah. Great elk chili. You know, you can do different chilies with different meats. Elk chili, fantastic elk chili there.
All right. Now, I do have a question to Jason, because Jason is a heart. Okay.
Because Jason has a heart? Is that what you said?
He cares about people so much, sometimes too much. But in terms of if this is appropriate,
fair.
I believe that John Kuhn got to play 2 rounds of golf at Augusta, the Masters, because of me.
It's true.
So is it appropriate for me to then say, I think I get 2 tickets to every Packer home game the rest of my life? What is that being pushy? Do I just let it go?
Great question. That's your question for him. Not every game.
No. Should I ask him? Is it rude to even ask him?
Is it in a public forum or is this in this is
public forum. I'm going to speak in front of this group, this great group of people.
Okay.
The Hunt for Life Foundation.
I think you're being greedy, but I think you should get 2 tickets every season, not every game.
Should I bring it up or do it privately?
I think you bring it up.
Okay.
Publicly.
Jason, because Tausch has an edge that we all love, but I'm going to defer to Jason as to whether I should bring it up.
So what? To what degree have you been thanked for getting that set up? Because I know
I don't
Aaron Rodgers went.
I sent you a great note after that all worked out.
Yes, you did. I didn't even mention that you were a part of it. I didn't want to bring you into it. I'm just saying, I don't know that Kuhn knows this. He might not.
I think you should bring it up.
I totally agree.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
All right, go have a fun day, Homer. Go. Are you gonna take some pheasant?
His name, the person in charge, is Mark Newman. By the way, you can learn his. He has been featured on My Faith with Homer and Pip. So if you want to know his spiritual resume, Mark Newman.
Hey,
he
Homer,
started this thing and it's unbelievable.
Homer, I love this. This is gonna be.
I'm going to give him your number, okay, so he can call you.
That's fine. You can do that. Homer, I want you to, because I'm going to skip out early on Friday, can you call in and do my Feel Good Friday? Because this is a great cause that Homer's doing.
Will you do my
Feel Good Friday? Because I have to head out early to get down to Northwestern. Can you call in Friday and be my Feel Good Friday and use this?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you, Homer.
Bye.
There you go. I was going to ask you guys if I could bounce out early on Friday, and I just kind of handled it. So,
how did that end with you dipping out of Friday's show early? With you booking a guest?
I'll take some heat
from
Jason. I ain't taking any heat from you on that. Okay. All right, Punkin.
Oh, Punkin is back.
He went.
It's been
Punkin.
A while.
Oh boy.
How have we not done a spooky or fluky with Halloween
it's
coming
next
or a
week?
Pumpkin or nothing or something.
Well,
I don't
Jason's
know
favorite thing about Wisconsin is the pumpkin patches.
Oh, I do like the pumpkin.
I forgot
patch.
About that.
It's one of our favorite things.
Oh boy,
to do
loves
as a family.
Him some pumpkins.
I do indeed. All right. You want to just tell us about Johnson & Sons paving here?
Sure, Pumpkin. I'll definitely do that, Pumpkin. Get ready for spring and do it now. Call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the winter. Potholes and cracked curbs and drainage issues. Well, if things are bad now, call Johnson & Sons Paving to get it fixed today. Schedule a free, no obligation quote and get a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that needs to be done by spotting those fatigue cracks, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, or more. Don't scare away your customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now. Save money later. JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com.
More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at GrasslandButter.com.
Tausch, you were watching Get Up again, and you've got something you want to get to. We'll kick that off in the 11 o'clock hour. Before we get to the 11 o'clock hour, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've got going on with Fortrea? And do they have one for recently skinny people who have a low BMI like Jesse?
I think they do, yeah. The beautiful part, and I've been talking for years now about this, when you want to get a little extra spending cash, Fortrea's got all kinds of studies. We focus on some heavier setness. Doesn't mean they're all for heavy set folks. Jesse, now that you're sleek, head over to Fortrea Clinical Trials. Find the study that fits what you're looking for. And right now, women currently breastfeeding, ages 18 to 45, BMI of 18 to 35. Study involves one stay, 5 nights, 5 follow-ups, and 1 phoner. Compensation is $10,125 for your time and participation. I have another study. Healthy adults ages 18 to 60, body mass index 18 to 32. This study, one stay, 14 nights with 11 follow-ups, and $13,006, boop, right in your pocket. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.